Track 7. Red Scar 1 and Red Scar 2. Pen and ink drawings from 2020. Contrasting sharply with the white of the paper background are these two drawings in fine ink pen. Each measures 70 centimetres by 50 centimetres and is mounted on white card and within a white frame. Each shows us a collection or an assemblage of feathers drawn in great detail. The feathers seem to be clustered around the lifeless body of a bird. They are limp and bedraggled, the birds decomposing and unrecognisable. In the first drawing, the body is curving to the left. Some of the feathers are close to the body, others hang straggly away. Below the bird, to the right, is a lone dark feather in poor condition. In the second, smaller drawing, the body curves in the opposite direction. We cannot work out where the eyes or the beak would be. Some of the feathers are matted against the body, others are longer like tail feathers, overlapping as they reach down and out. To the left is a small, broken feather. The impression from the drawings is very much of a clump of feathered lifelessness. The gallery information tells us Poole began her work by visiting Red Scar, formerly the location of Courtauld's textile factory. Today, the site is a business park. The M6 motorway runs along the west side, and to the south is Red Scar Wood and Horseshoe Bend on the River Ribble. Walking on a road between the woodland and the business park, Catherine surveyed the area and found it to be full of wildlife. Wanting to reflect the wild birds that thrive on the site today, she has made two drawings of the remains of an unidentified grey bird found on the roadside. Poole's work attempts to capture and illustrate memories, documenting the loss and death that occurs in unnoticed places. Poole memorialises the dead animals she finds in drawings, etchings and lithography. The works have been commissioned by the Harris and the Courtauld Gallery.